thing for themselves. They don't want to work or...
Well, we call them tramps.
Mm-hmm.
We had plenty of them in here.
What else could you call them?
Loafers.
What about poor white trash? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I've heard white trash, but I never did find out what white trash. I heard several of them ask me, what was white trash?
Uh-huh.
I didn't ever know.
What do colored people call whites that they don't like?
White trash?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call.
What would you call someone who lived way out in the country and didn't get into town much?
I don't know, there's lots of them in that shape. Lots of them never go to town once a year. I was in Shreveport once, you know, when I first put the red light up for the walk by. There's two old women, they must have come out of the country. I was standing over and going to the courthouse, and they wanted to cross, and the light was red, and they'd look at it, stand there, and walk back. And I saw them, and I was going to see if they ever know, learned. I stayed there till I had to go. It got tired, and they were still standing there looking at that light on this side, and one had turned green. It was right where it's closest to. They'd stand there and look at one, stand there and look at that. They didn't know how to go. They'd get there, they'd stand there.
What would you call people like that who were from way out in the country?
Well, I don't know. I call them ignorant people.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear country hick or hillbilly or stump jumper, anything like that?
Hillbilly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they got a little show of hillbilly somewhere out in Texas. They used to come straight for the fairground, hillbilly.
Mm-hmm. Say if it was kind of icy outside, you'd say, that ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I...
like to fell down.
And if somebody's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere, and they call out and ask you if you'll be ready soon, you say, I'll be with you in...
I'll be ready in a few minutes.
Okay. And say if I give you a choice of two things and I ask you which one do you want, you might say, well, it doesn't make any difference, just give me...
Well, I'd want to know the... take the right one, I'd want the best of me.
Well, if they were both the same, you'd say, well, just give me...
just either one of them.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, those boys get mad and what each other?
Supposed to get mad.
And they do what?
Separate.
Or, talking about them fighting, you'd say, those children got mad and...
and went to fighting.
Uh-huh. And yesterday they what each other?
They was playing with each other.
And then they got mad and they what each other?
Fought each other.
And ever since they were small, they have what each other? They have...
Well, you can find them after they get grown. Boy, is that the sign for fighting? Well, I know lots of them fighting and little and they're fighting to get grown.
All their lives they have what each other?
Fought one another.
And you say a bee stung me and my hand did what?
Done what?
If say a bee stung you.
Oh, my hand swelled up.
Uh-huh. And it's still pretty badly.
Yeah, swell.
And if a bee stings you, then your hand'll do what?